with Netflix, like, for example, I was going to cover a story. Netflix is bringing Cameron Diaz out of retirement for a new movie with Jamie Foxx.
Oh, I didn't even know she was.
I didn't even know she was retired.
No.
No, it's news to me.
Yeah.
But apparently she's coming out of retirement to make a movie with Netflix. And that's just another, you know, this is an announcement now. It's happening now. They're planning for 2-3 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I say, I mean, it's not, they might be complaining subscriber loss, they, you know, whatever, but there's still like such a good opportunity. There's so much possibility still. They haven't given up. They're not laying on their back. It's not dry anymore.
Yeah, no, they're trying.
I've spent at least a good 12 to 20 hours in the last few months just watching some good content on Netflix, and that's a big difference to hunting for one show amongst everything to just get through the night, you know. I think someone like Netflix and even Disney Plus, you need like a show that every Friday new stuff comes out. Every Saturday new stuff comes out. Doesn't matter about during the week, but there must be a day where you know, okay, there's something good coming. Just like Friday night movies.
Mm-hmm.
You knew Friday night, 7 o'clock, Mnet.
Oh, man. You know what I mean? Oh, those were good times.
It was a good movie. You knew it was a good movie.
It was. You knew it was going to be exclusive as well because the SABC couldn't afford those movies.
Yeah.
They were, they were still rerunning Anaconda and all that cheap movies from the late 80s into the 90s. But, you know, I miss those days, actually, where you had to, where you actually planned around a movie on the TV. Now everything's on demand. You can watch it whenever you like. But it takes away that... that excitement of running to the TV with the whole family at 7 o'clock to watch something you haven't seen before.
That's very cool.
I miss it.
Yeah.
I miss it.
I miss it a lot.
It's not the same.
Do you know what else is coming to Netflix? I mean, not Netflix, just coming out in general. The Ghostbusters sequel is going to be released in December 2023.
So, who are you going to call?
God, I love that show, man.
I love that song.
It was such a good song.
Yeah, it was. It was. It was. It was.
So they released
it. It's a real classic, eh?
Yeah, and it's
a lot of revivals happening. Old shows, old movies getting remakes. Sometimes very poorly done.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they'll do justice to the Ghostbusters franchise.
You know what I thought about the other day, right? You know, every year you maybe have, what, 10, 20 titles that are like really triple A, like high value production quality, which is not like 100 or 300, you know, it's like 20 to 50 maybe a year that come out. Now, every year that goes by, there's another 20 to 50 high quality videos that someone may not have watched that year that they can watch again. But what happens after 2 to 3 generations of this happening? Will there be a time, because I love watching Spider-Man, will there be a time where I can not, where I can't possibly consume all the AAA content available in the duration of my lifespan? Imagine when that happens, because we're 2020. I mean, we're 2000 to 2022. That's 22 years. What happens after 220 years or 440 years? How much content is there going to be? Is there going to be, you know, when you were looking for a movie, you're looking for what you haven't watched. There might be a time in many generations from now where you just cannot possibly consume all the high value content.
Yep.
That is available in your lifespan. And that's coming. I mean, it's coming soon, bro. As we evolve. I mean, that's pretty, that's a really strange thing to think about.
Yeah.
There's more that, yeah, and really on YouTube now, every hour that goes by on YouTube is like 127 hours of content being uploaded.
Really, hey?
Every hour.
You can never watch all the YouTube videos.
Impossible.
It's impossible.
Impossible.
Even if you sit there 24/7.
No, because how do you turn an hour into 127?
Exactly.
Because that's
so it's an endless. It's impossible.
And that's gonna happen.
You can't go into the Guinness World Records for it, because unless you watch it at a very quick speed.
Exactly. But that's like low. It could even be medium level quality, meaning it's not like $100 billion flipping marketing and building budget, but it's still medium quality content. Takes a lot of work to do. Now when that hits AAA, you know, your big cinema busters and things like that, and that's how often content's coming out. Jeepers, I don't even think the world will survive long enough to us to get to that point where we have that much content. Like, it just doesn't seem possible, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't seem like it will be realistic to think that will happen.